Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 367 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to catch up a little bit. I've been out of town, she's been out of town, we haven't had a chance to talk. So in light of the absence of college football news, we're just going to get into some real life. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. Our most recent episode is a pretend holiday party. We talked about the appetizers we would fix. We talked about the people we would invite. It's not going to ever happen, but my word, it was fun to talk about. We would also love for you to stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Alrighty, as always, thanks so much for being here, and we hope you enjoy episode 367. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Well, we're just right under the wire here today.
We are right under the wire. This may be the closest to the wire we've ever been, which is really saying something.
It really is. Well, the difference is, in days of yore, we would have just said, you know what? Let's don't.
Yeah.
You know what? It's fine. Yeah. We don't need, no worries.
Yeah.
But now we have obligations.
Yes. So, yes. Legal, contractually bound, yeah. Binding obligations.
That's right. So here at 3 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon, we are recording the episode that will come out tonight at 8. And you know, it's a roller coaster. We're going to see where it takes us.
Yeah.
We're going to get it done. So,
yeah. Listen, mm-hmm. It's just a lot. Well, but you were in New York. So,
yes.
Tell us about that first. Tell us about New York at Christmas time, because is anything more magical than that?
I don't know that anything is more magical. Now, I was having different thoughts than magical.
Okay.
I think it was Friday night. We were walking. So my friend Daphne's birthday was this past weekend. And earlier this year, she said to me and to a couple of our friends, she said, hey, I really want to go to New York. And so we said, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
And so she said, I would really love to go for my birthday. And we were like, okay, let's go. So anyway, so we met in New York. Well, Daphne came here and we flew to New York.
Okay.
Anyway, we met our friends Marion and Wendy in New York. And we had so much fun. But Friday night, we were trying to get to dinner. And we were staying about 13 blocks from this restaurant. But we're totally great with walking because it was, at the time, it was, you know, it was cold, but the weather was good and all that kind of stuff. But, or maybe it was Saturday night. I believe that everybody in the northeastern part of the United States had come to New York City to see the Christmas lights. It's my personal
theory.
Okay,
yeah, that feels right.
It was so incredibly crowded. And I don't have words for how crowded it was. It didn't feel like scary because it's all families and it's strollers and it's got more like Disney World crowded kind of vibes is what Marion said. I haven't gone to Disney World since I was 14, but it was really, really crowded. Everybody, you know, in the Christmas spirit, everybody just trying to see Christmas trees, but it was something else. So that was the one low point. But other than that, we had the best time. We did 4 shows in 4 days.
Wow.
We saw a few things I had seen already, but I wanted to see with them. So we saw Shucked again, which I'll go again if I can listen to Marion laugh through that thing. Like she laughed so hard. And then we saw Hamilton, which I've never seen in New York. I just saw in Chicago with you and me.
Yes.
So that was magical. And
love it.
I got real teary because, you know, I got a lot of life tied up in that Hamilton recording. And after that, after Hamilton, Marion and Wendy wanted to go to the stage door and wait for the actors to come out. And I got so tickled at them because the guy who played Hamilton walked out and Marion said, "Oh, you were wonderful." And he said, "Thank you so much." And she said, "Now, what is your name?" And he said, "Miguel." And she was like, "Oh, Miguel, you were wonderful." So
I can hear her.
Oh, yeah. She was all in. Marion has this childlike wonder. I told her we went on a food tour Friday morning, which I had never done in New York. I highly recommend it. I'll link to the company we went through. And we went to the Nolita neighborhood and met our guide, whose name was Bert. He was fantastic.
Okay.
And so you walk, you know, in the neighborhood and then you stop at different restaurants and you do like a sample course. Uh-huh. So we started off with this really good rainbow cookie, and then we went to a place called Tecumbee and tried their street corn, which was unbelievable. Went to this Italian place called Emporio and got to try the pizza. Like we just tried all kinds of different things. And then by the time you get to the end, you're like, well, I'm good for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
But it was so fun to see the neighborhood and to hear the history of the neighborhood. It was just a different, it was just a different way to experience New York for me, and a really fun way to see a part of, or just to see a neighborhood maybe I wouldn't normally see. But what I loved about Marion was there was not a window she didn't look in. There was not a door she didn't try to open. There was not a garden she didn't peek into. She was so excited just by seeing all the things.
I love that.
Was exactly how she responded to the shows we saw. So she went all in, you know?
I love it.
Daphne has a habit anyway. We always tease her about it, but she likes to meet new people. So it's nothing. Okay. Like if she travels for work and she mentions later that she met someone on the plane and they're friends now, you know, like on Instagram or whatever, because she always likes to meet people. And every Uber or Lyft driver we had, every show we went to, she made a friend in the audience.
God love her. Listen.
I know. And I told her when we were coming back from dinner Sunday night, I was like, you're like one person shy of saying, like, when was the last time a sunset was so beautiful it brought you to tears? She said, leave me alone. I was like, well, you really have committed to the conversation, the getting to know people. I got so tickled. I mean, it kind of got to be a joke. Like we went to see Merrily We Roll Along Sunday afternoon.
Uh-huh.
And I got up to go, like, I wanted to get some magnets. It's a whole thing. I now buy magnets when I go places because
I had no idea.
Oh, I'm 109. I buy a magnet because I don't like souvenirs, but I do like to remember what I've seen, but I'm not going to keep up with playbills. So I just get a magnet from every show, and we don't have anything on the front of our refrigerator, but on the side, we have magnets from all the shows we've seen.
I kind of like that. Okay. Well, thank you. I don't think I knew that.
Well, it's a relatively new hobby of mine.
Okay.
But anyway, by the time I got the magnets and I got back to the seats, Daphne had made friends with the man sitting right in front of her. And I don't know what they were talking about. They were talking about the stock market. I don't know.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
But then she made friends with the four people behind us and she told them all about the podcast. And I mean, it was very endearing. And then Wendy is just relentlessly optimistic. You know, she's just up for anything, happy about everything. And so we had a really good time for it to have been. We really didn't think through the trip. We just sort of said, okay, let's go. And
that's so fun.
Like just kind of spontaneously booked a trip. But it was a fun way to celebrate Daphne's birthday. And we got to see Marion's son, Will, and his roommate, because they recently moved to New York. And so we got to see them Sunday night. And we got to see Rockefeller Center, and then they had this huge Christmas market at Bryant Park, and I bet we spent 2 hours there in the rain and just loved it.
I love that. I've been to that. We did that years ago when Mimi and Box and Caroline was like in fifth grade, and we went and we did the Christmas thing in Bryant Park, and it was so cool. I bought several things there that I remember, but it was so fun.
Yeah, I bought several Christmas presents. And again, Daphne made friends with the woman who had the nesting doll shop.
Of course she did.
Yes, she did. We all bought Daphne some birthday happies while we were there. And so then we had a little birthday celebration when we got back that night from dinner and seeing the tree. And
And there's this gorgeous light display at Saks that I didn't know about. So all mm-hmm. that to say, it was chock full. It was really fun. We walked so much and we made some new friends. Listen,
what more could you want from mm-hmm. a little vacation?
Yeah. I really can't recommend enough though, because sometimes people will ask me what I like to do when I go to New York. Mm-hmm. And because I had never done the food tour, I think I'll want to do it every time now, because you can go to different neighborhoods. It was such a fun thing. And I never know where to go eat. There's so many restaurants. How do you know? And so now I want to go back to a couple of the places we visited, and we loved our guide, Bert. He was so knowledgeable and originally from Alabama. So of course, you know, that feels like a bonding thing. And
yes.
So it was just super, super fun.
Oh, that's good. What a fun trip.
With all the craziness during the holidays, it's easy to accidentally leave things off of our lists. If you've ever been at a drugstore buying wrapping paper on Christmas Eve, you know exactly what I mean. That's why I want to remind you not to leave Stamps.com off of your holiday wish list this year. Stamps.com has been helping businesses like yours save time and money during the holiday rush for 25 years with easy access to USPS and UPS services and premium rates for all your postage needs. Stamps.com is your own personal post office wherever you are. With Stamps.com, all you need is a computer and a printer. They even send you a free scale so you'll have everything you need to get started. If you need a package pickup, you can easily schedule it through your Stamps.com dashboard. And if you sell products online, Stamps.com seamlessly connects with every major marketplace and shopping cart. For 25 years, Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses. Get access to the USPS and UPS services you need right from your computer anytime, day or night. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Give your business the gift of Stamps.com so your mailing and shipping is covered this holiday season. Sign up with promo code BIGBOO for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code BIGBOO.
Listen, I'm going to tell you who's not having a ball is the College Football Playoff Selection Committee. This is what I have been piled up in.
It is some drama. There are some reactions. Mm-hmm. I kind of wondered, honestly, I thought, are we going to wake up one day this week and they're like, okay, we've made an emergency decision.
Yes.
We're going to add two teams and play it out.
I mean, it kind of almost feels like they should. Like, I feel like I've spent more time thinking about this than I should, but I don't have a dog in the fight. Number one, I want to say Florida State, welcome to the rejection committee. Yeah. Welcome to what it feels like to be the stepchild mm-hmm. of the playoff committee when you feel like you've earned a berth there. Because I'm going to tell you that the same logic they used in 2020 to keep Texas A&M out is the same logic that they used to justify putting the Longhorns in.
Yes.
And I'm like, I get that Florida State, but I just feel so bad for them, because I'm like, how do you say, well, your quarterback got hurt, so we're going to not pay attention to the rest of the team. And sorry, great. Good job going undefeated.
Right. But no room for you at the end. Uh-huh.
No. I mean, that's it. And then Georgia, it was so complicated this year. And it's why it's so good they're moving to a 12-team system, even though then we're going to be arguing about who 11 and 12 should be. And it's never going to be enough, you know. But you do look and go, I mean, I do think Alabama is probably the best team in college football right now. I mean, I think they're playing lights out football.
Yeah.
But in a normal AP poll, you wouldn't have Georgia completely drop out of the top five because they lost to, you know, the whole thing is, it's a mess.
Mm-hmm. And there's no clean, objective way to evaluate resumes. And so you can say, well, we're looking at quality wins, or we've assigned this many points to this, mm-hmm. but the bottom line is it's such a subjective process.
Yeah.
And when it's subjective, you run the risk that it's just not going to make a lot of logical sense to people.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And it does not make a lot of sense. And it'll be interesting to see how it plays out, you know, like, and I mean, here's the truth. I mean, and no offense, Florida State, I do think Georgia's probably going to destroy y'all in y'all's bowl. I mean, I think Florida State is good, but I do think that not having the quarterback they're not as good as they were.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's tough, and that's, you know, it's what happens. So I've been piled up in that.
The bitterness ball. That Georgia Florida State ball is the bitterness, the bitter Betty bowl.
That's exactly. That's a Festivus bowl. Everybody's going to be airing their grievances about how wrong they were done. So, and then, you know, then we're going to have the playoff committee is the Alabama Invitational, you know, they're there every year. We're going to have Michigan. Hey, we know you cheated, but congratulations. You played the playoff. I mean, I don't know. The whole thing is just kind of, you hate it because it's an example of, you see where it comes down to money and a lot of things that don't have anything to do with the purity of the sport.
So, now, what will be the Aggies bowl game?
Oh, listen, we're in the Texas Bowl, which is what I could have. I think that to me, the two worst bowl draws are if you either get the Texas Bowl in Houston or if you go to Shreveport for what is it, the Liberty Bowl?
The Independence Bowl. The Liberty Bowl's in Memphis. Bowl. Yeah.
Thank you. Uh-huh. So we're going to the Texas Bowl. We're playing Oklahoma State. We're playing the Oklahoma State Cowboys.
Okay, that's a couple of ag schools going to get after it.
Yeah, and it's in Houston. I mean, so it'll be like a home crowd. I mean, I'm sure a lot of Aggies will go. I myself am not going. I have no interest in going. But it's at NRG Stadium, and it's December 27th. I think is the date. And that's who, you know, Texas. That's the powerhouse that Texas had to beat in the Big 12 championship. So it'll be interesting to see how we do against them. So, and it'll be interesting to see, number one, who we have that's not currently in the transfer portal. They did confirm that Elijah Robinson is going to coach that game, even though he's leaving for Syracuse to be their defensive coordinator.
I saw that yesterday, I think. Yeah. I've been kind of out of it. So I've been playing a little bit of catch up, but I did see that he was leaving to go to Syracuse.
Yeah. So Syracuse fired their coach, and whoever they hired, I don't even know his name, but he and Elijah Robinson are like best friends. And so he was like, basically, he said, it's really hard to make the decision, but to have the chance to go be a defensive coordinator under, you know, one of my best friends, this is a great opportunity. And I get it, you know, you got to do what's best and move up in your career. And I mean, and he stepped in and did a great job for the Aggies, and we'll be real sad to lose him. But I mean, you know, everybody's got to do what they got to do. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, who do you think's going to win it all? If you had to make a prediction?
I think Alabama's going to win it all.
I do too.
I think they're going to win it all. I think Washington is a good team, but I think the Pac-12 just didn't like the SEC. And I think that Alabama, I mean, I don't know that Nick Saban has done a better coaching job ever than he's done with this team when you look at where they started and where they've ended.
Agreed. 100% agree. Yeah. So word on the street, and this is all rumor and speculation. So that's why you can't put any faith in what I'm about to say. But
has that ever stopped us?
No. We went to dinner last night with some of Alex's friends, and I said, well, I know you didn't ask me about this, but that has never stopped me before from weighing in. So here's what I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
But word on the street is that former Mississippi State quarterback Will Rogers is headed to Washington next year.
Oh, interesting. Yes,
because apparently, word on the street, we got a lot of words on a lot of streets these days.
A lot of words flying.
But there's some speculation that Jeff Lebby, who's State's new coach, may be bringing one of the guys from Oklahoma, one of the guys from Oklahoma may follow him to State, one of the quarterbacks. I don't know for sure. I don't have any official information. I'm just telling you what the message boards say.
Well, yeah.
So anyway, we'll see how that all plays out. But
when have the message boards ever been wrong? I mean,
never wrong.
Everybody knows. I mean, I feel like Elko has come in, and I think he's making some good hires in terms of his assistant coach. So we just hired Colin Klein as our offensive coordinator. He's from K-State. I don't know. People seem to feel good about it. So we'll see what happens. And then we've got, we hired somebody from Florida to be like our D-line coach, and, you know, and now some Florida players have entered the transfer, and people are like, oh, maybe they're going to follow him to A&M. I mean, maybe they are. I don't know. I mean, I'm just, like I said, it's all about the pretzels for me. And so
sure.
it really doesn't matter because it's about the pretzels for me. So okay. As long as the pretzels come back, and I had to fill out this week, I did get the SEC sent me like a fan survey about my you know, stadium experience at Caulfield. And I basically said, here's what I think. I think we need to get rid of the Pepsi products and I think we need to keep the pretzels.
Yeah. Y'all really do need to get rid of the Pepsi products.
We do.
I mean, it's got a stronghold with y'all and you need to get rid of them because it's a downer. It's a downer.
It is. It feels like we need to be better than that. I feel like, is that part of the overall darkness that looms over Aggie football? Is it traced back to our allegiance to the Pepsi products? I don't understand it. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
So I don't know anybody. I can honestly say I don't know anybody who says, you know what I'd really like is a Pepsi.
Nobody. I know. Listen, no offense to Pepsi. I mean, it fills a gap for some people, but by and large, we would all prefer a Coke product. I feel like most people would prefer a Coke product, especially if you're a Diet Coke drinker. If I'm in a restaurant and they say, is Diet Pepsi okay? I say no.
No. Water. I'll have water. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a different deal altogether. Y'all, at least once a week, I'll get an email from somebody that says, hey, do you really love your Helix mattress? Because we need a new mattress. And I want to know, do you really love it as much as you say you do? Here's the answer to your question. I love it even more than I say that I do. I cannot tell you how much David and I have loved our Helix mattress. It's been over a year since we first ordered it. And from the time we received it until now, when we've been sleeping on this mattress for over a year, we have been the biggest fans. The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids. And here's the thing, y'all. I don't know how they do what they do. I don't know why it's so comfortable, but I do know they have enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night. And if your spine needs some extra TLC, every Helix mattress has a hybrid design combining individually wrapped steel coils in the base with premium foam layers on the top. It's the perfect combination of comfort and support. Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows to our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/bigboo and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Now, Caroline's on her way home, right?
She is driving home as we record this. So I'll tell you where she is. She's in Lincoln, Texas. I don't know where that is. But she's somewhere in between here and College Station, and she's coming home. She actually still has 2 finals, but they're both online. So she was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and come home. I think she was just ready to be home. And so she packed up her car and she is headed this way. So, and I'm so excited because, I mean, she'll be home a month, which is great.
Yes. Alex got home late Monday night. And I was already asleep when he got home, but I told him I felt like he lived a whole life after he did because he apparently had 1 final paper he needed to finish. And so he did that after he got home. He brought his Christmas lights home from the dorm and strung them up in his room.
Oh, nice.
He's got quite the light show going on in there. But at this point, he's all the way finished. So he's going to get a haircut this afternoon. His roommate, Jackson, is coming over here when he finishes his last final today, and he's going to eat supper with us and spend the night. And so we're just going to kind of kick off the Christmas season that way. But I did get my house decorated all the way before I left for New York. So I came home to a decorated house. I was so glad about that.
Good for you.
I know. And so now I've got to take care of some shopping. I really have not done any. Okay. So, I mean, not to speak of, I've gotten a couple of little things, but I haven't made any sort of organized or methodical approach to anything. So I got to get after that this weekend. Okay. I got a lot to do.
Okay. I think Gully and I are going to get out. We're going to do, you know, we used to do a whole big annual shopping wrapping weekend where we got out and went to the mall and did all of that. And then, you know, Amazon happened.
Sure.
And we were like, it's a lot of work. But I do think we're going to get out Friday and go to a couple of places in the mall, like in the olden days, and then maybe get some presents wrapped. Because I never know for sure, but I think I'm almost done with my shopping. I think I'm almost finished. Like, I've been ordering. I'm telling you, my computer was hot over Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Like, I got a lot of stuff ordered, and I have in my bedroom like this whole corner of stuff. And I noticed I came in today and some packages, I guess, had been delivered while I was gone, and Perry had just piled them all there. And like, not all of them are Christmas. I'm like, no, this is the Christmas pile. Like, this is, we didn't need our toilet paper in with the Christmas pile, but you know, he doesn't know. It's just, he's just putting it all to the side, you know, and it's fine. Okay. So I've got to go through those. But Caroline and I, we're going to go see Niva. We have some facials booked. We have some television goals because this is what I was going to tell you. I nearly texted you this. So I can't remember. Sunday night, one night, I was sitting there and I was like, I need something to watch. Perry had gone down to spend the night at the ranch. And I was like, I want something to watch. I don't know what I want to watch. I don't know what. And I started like this stupid Christmas movie. And I was like, this is stupid. And so I was like, maybe I'm just going to start watching Starstruck on HBO Max, like from the beginning. Maybe I'll just watch it over again.
And there's a new season, right?
There's a new season. I had no idea.
I haven't watched it yet. But I love that show.
Yes, it's so good. And so I started watching, but then Caroline hasn't watched it at all. So I was like, oh, we are going to watch Starstruck when you come home because you will love it. And it's a great show. So
that's a great Christmas show too.
It is.
You know, because it's romantic.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good. And so anyway, so we've got some television goals. Perry's got some hunting at the ranch goals. So I'm sure we'll do those. And, you know, that's kind of it.
Okay. Well, we don't really have any plans at all, but.
No, well, I'm kind of making it sound like we have more plans than we do. These are all very loose.
But I feel like once Ella and Ash roll in, I feel like we'll start to put together some plans. I'm just determined this week to be home. Like, yeah. And you know, like when you kind of coming off the heels of writing a book, and then finished my first sort of general round of edits, and time moves quickly, and I'm just kind of focused on being here. So
I think that's a good place to
be. That's what I want to do. Now, I was delighted this morning. I woke up and in my continuing pursuit of hard news, I looked at people.com and there was a story apparently where Taylor spoke out in her Time magazine interview about her relationship with Travis Kelce. This is the first official word we've gotten from Taylor herself about her relationship with Travis. Yes. And, you know, she
word
was at
on
his
the
game.
Street.
Well, let me tell you what the word on the street is. So, you know, she was at his game this past weekend and they lost. The Chiefs lost.
Yes.
And, but she said in this article, and I'll link to it so y'all can all look at this hard-hitting news, that they were actually an item before a lot of people knew they were an item because they started to talk pretty much right after he kind of did the call out on his podcast about how he wanted to meet her.
Oh, okay.
And that she actually loved that move by him. She has a different way of saying it, but that she loved how he did that. Uh-huh. And so she said by the time she went to the first game, they actually had time to get to know each other. They were an item. But here's what I love that she said. And this is why they fill me with hope. Yes. And I hope I'm not misplacing my hope. Yeah. But she said, like, essentially that showing up for one another, him at her shows, her at his games, like, it's not even an option, she said, because we're just proud of each other. I love that. You know how I feel about cheering people on.
Yes.
You know how I feel like you need people in your life who cheer you on, who get what you do, who want you to do well at it. Like, that whole idea that they're proud of each other. Like, listen, it's Tinder. That's it.
Because that's a team. And that's what a good relationship should be. That's a team where we're here for each other. And it's not just one person taking everything and another person giving. And I am so excited for them that they're a team and they're proud of each other.
Okay, I've got to tell you this because I can hardly hear you. I think maybe check your sound settings on your computer and see what your microphone's on.
Okay.
And it could just be that you're too far from it.
No, it's on my Yeti.
But I'm saying on the system preferences, if you go into sound,
Oh, on my actual computer?
Yeah, on your input volume.
Okay. Yeah, okay, hold
on. What's your input volume?
Is that better? Is this better?
A little bit.
Oh, wait, it may just hold be on. Okay, is this better?
Hello? A little bit.
Is this better?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wait, hold on. Is this better?
Oh, that's so much better.
Okay. All right. Okay.
What's happening? What was it?
Okay. I just changed it. I just made it higher, but I think it wasn't on my Yeti. It was on Riverside, but it wasn't. So I don't know how long that's been going on.
Well, I've had a little trouble hearing you, but I thought, well, maybe, you know, I can dial it up when I edit. But then I looked and I have my volume on like, I don't know, about 10. And okay. So I thought, oh, there's something on Melanie's end. So listen, we fixed it. This is progress for us. Like we just course corrected.
Golly. It feels like it would be the most on-brand thing too for us to finish this. And you'd be like, oh, I forgot to hit record, by the way.
I know. Golly. And the only reason that I mean, at least it gives me like a big red circle, but that's not, you know, not necessarily anything that would prohibit me from forgetting at all anyway.
Well, oh gosh.
So all okay. that to say, Taylor and Travis are proud of each other. I'm so delighted by it. I'm so happy for them. Yes. Listen, I hope they go the distance, but I thought
me
that was
too.
Really
she
sweet.
Had on a great red coat. I loved her red coat that she wore.
Yes.
Oh, it was so good. It. Yeah. Yes. And those boots, I was like, she is killing it. Like I'm loving the red.
During the holidays, I don't want to waste a single minute of getting to spend time with the people that I love. And that is why I want to remind you of the gift that HelloFresh can be to all of us. You can spend your time with people, you can welcome people into your home, all the things we love to do, and not have to waste your time stuck in the checkout line. Just sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door, which enables you to maximize your time with the people that you love. All you have to do is choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing that dinner is on the way. We have been HelloFresh customers for several years, and there are a couple of things I love about it. One is that in all these years, we've never had a single recipe that everyone in our family didn't love. You can really tailor your meal kits to suit your family's preferences. And the second thing I really love about HelloFresh is that David loves to make them. Because everything is in the box and everything's all portioned out for each individual recipe, it's super easy for him to get in the kitchen and to have everything he needs right in front of him. And it is such a treat for me when somebody else cooks dinner. So create some ease for yourself this holiday season. Go to HelloFresh.com/BigBooFree and use code BigBooFree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while your subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/BigBooFree with code BigBooFree. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. Okay, so I will tell you, I was really trying to pay attention in New York. And Travis will laugh if he hears this, but you know, we mm-hmm. used to always joke like 10 years ago about funky New York style because there was that
yes.
that skit on Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
So I was really trying to take in, okay, what's everybody wearing? And I will say what Ella or Ash would call like a lady coat.
Yes. Yes.
The lady coats are big.
Oh.
Like I just noticed a lot of people. I mean, there were a lot of people in puffy coats,
mm-hmm.
but there were a lot of people who looked to me like younger New Yorkers who were in like more traditional, like camel hair coat kind of things.
Oh, I do enjoy a camel hair coat
with their wide legged jeans and, you know, and their sneakers and their cute croppish sweaters.
Okay. Oh, that's cute.
I saw that a ton. And also just wide leg pants in general, like were everywhere. When we went to restaurants and stuff, it felt like a lot of the people who were doing hosting stuff up front mm-hmm. had on, like the younger people had on wide leg pants. It was,
okay.
I don't know. I was just trying to take in maybe what the New Yorkers were grabbing onto maybe that we haven't done. But it was just, I noticed. Very few leggings, a lot of wide leg pants. So.
Okay. I'm a big fan of the wide leg pants. Mm-hmm. I'm big. Big fan. So, okay. So I thought this was funny. I ran into my friend Shannon, who's a podcast listener, the other day, and she was telling me how much she loved our holiday party episode on Patreon.
Oh, I will say that was a fun one. That was,
it was so fun. And that's what I told her. I said, it was fun to record. And I, you know, and now hearing this about Taylor and Travis, it just makes me more excited to have them catch that Southwest flight to my house for the party, you know, like,
I know.
We're going to really be able to do a deep dive into, you know, how it all started and all of that. But she said that we did not mention, what we didn't say is, what would we wear to our imaginary party? But I said, kind of the beauty of the imaginary party is I didn't have to worry about what to wear.
That's exactly right. Yeah. That's exactly right. I don't know what I would wear. Now, I will tell you, I did get a cute little number from Anthropology.
Oh, well,
I haven't told you about it yet. But here, let me find it and I'll send you the link as I tell you this. Because one thing I realized when I was doing the edit on the holiday party episode, we forgot to include Tina Fey and Amy Poehler. And I was so sad about it, just like if it had happened in real life. So, So I made a point in the show notes to put, you know, we should have said Tina and Amy. I was heartbroken. But all that to say, I got this little set at Anthropology. And I think it's what I would wear because it's really comfortable. Hold on. Let me see if I can find it. It's really comfortable, but it's got a little shimmer to it. But I could also wear either my first slides that I love or sneakers. Either one would work. And I think I would be really comfortable. So I'm just going to send you this link and then you can see. And the top to it is really like, I don't know. It's not a baggy top, but it's a longer top and it's so cute. Okay. That's a little set I ordered right there.
Oh, let me see. Oh, that is cute. That is real cute.
Wouldn't that be fun for a little holiday sitch?
That is really cute. Yes. You and I were thinking two different things because I think this is really cute.
You were going Sweeney Sisters?
Yes. I was going a little Sweeney Sisters because the other day. Yes. I ran in to Adelante Boutique, which is down in the Pearl, and I was here in town, and I drove and I ran in, and she had what was like a white kind of satiny caftan that had like feathers like lining it.
So I was going sporty size. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I was going J-Lo at home is what I'm saying.
Yes.
Like, I was like, this is so dramatic. And I don't know where on earth you'd wear this, but if you were having a holiday party where you thought Taylor and Travis were going to fly in and be there, this feels like what I would wear. Like, I would wear this with some sort of velvet shoe situation.
Velvet shoes. Yes. It is 1994. I welcome it. Uh-huh.
A velvet platform sandal. And I had the way that the drama of those feathers on that caftan, and I would be like, open up the front door and be like, welcome to my home. You know, like, and it'd be very dramatic.
Yeah. Please excuse the dogs.
Yeah. If you could just step over the dog bed, that'd be great. Don't look Mabel in the eye because she might attack. Yeah. But come on in.
You can't look at the dogs. But you can look away from them and pet them gently.
Uh-huh. Yes. Welcome. This is Piper, our three-legged dog. We would like to welcome you to our home.
Yes. Okay. Well, I'll up my game for you. I'll have to think about it.
Okay. But
there is this silver sequined dress. It's like a tunic dress. It's long. It's on Show Me Your Moo Moo. Mm-hmm. And I have gone back to it, I bet, 25 times since we did the live show in College Station, kind of thinking, would I want to wear this for another live show? Is this too much? Do I care if it is? So I could always go that route. It's a sequined, just like a sequined long shift. And you know how I love a shift.
Yeah. Oh,
and anyway, and it would be so good with some big silver platforms. But anyway, we'll cross that bridge if we get there. But that might be a good holiday option too.
Okay. All right. Well, it's something to keep our eye on. Something to think about.
I can't say that it was fun to realize this, but several years ago, I noticed that the texture of my hair was changing. It was more fine than ever. It was thinning in places, which caught me by total surprise, and it was so dry, it was brittle even. Thankfully, my hair challenges coincided with learning about Pros and incorporating their custom routine into my hair care. It was a game changer for me. In fact, Melanie and I agree that switching to a custom routine from Pros has been one of the best things we've ever done for our hair, and the results we've seen just keep getting better. And we're not the only ones who have turned to Pros for hair care answers. Pros has given over 1 million consultations with their in-depth hair quiz, which is exactly how I got started. In addition to the fact that my Pros routine has helped my hair get so much healthier, I've also grown to love their products, particularly their dry shampoo. Because of the way the container's designed, you can really target where the dry shampoo goes. It's more of a powder than a spray, and it smells so good. It's also a perfect size for travel. And if you're not 100% positive that Pros is the best hair care you've had, they will take the products back, no questions asked. Custom made-to-order hair care from Pros has your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 50% off your first subscription order today, plus 15% off and free shipping every subscription order after that. Go to pros.com/bigboocast. That's PROSE.com/bigboocast for your free in-depth hair consultation and 50% off your first subscription order. One thing I wanted to mention, this is Patreon adjacent, is while I was in New York, I finished a book that Melanie had told me about and that a lot of y'all actually had told me about too and had recommended on Instagram a lot. And it's How to Stay Married by Harrison Scott Key. I read it pretty quickly. I mean, I pretty much started it on the plane to New York and I finished it our last night there. And I, you know, I was just really reading before I went to bed, but it's so beautiful and brilliant. And that's going to be our book club book for January on Patreon. I really feel like it's one of the best pieces of nonfiction I have read lately.
I agree. I think it's so, and there's so many, God, there's so many messages in it, you know, like I just feel like it's multi-layered about faith and about relationships and about marriage and about being emotionally healthy and
about what you don't deal with and then what will deal with you, you know?
Yes. And about the wounds that we, you know, let fester. And it was funny because I've been thinking so much about that. And I read, we just took a heavy podcast turn, but but I saw it this week and I've thought about it so many times. And it was Sharon Miller, Sharon Hottie Miller posted it on her Instagram. And hold on, I'm going to find it. But she said this, she said, our longevity in ministry, and I'm increasingly convinced the longevity of our marriage comes down to one simple thing. What do we do with our wounds?
100%.
And then she goes on to say, she said, like, basically, when it comes to guarding our marriages, our ministries, we focus on temptation, we're vigilant about people or vices, but this is like living in a house and constantly scanning for hurricanes when the actual danger is its foundation. It just talks about how the enemy is far less likely to come in like a hurricane and more likely to come in like a distraction to keep us from addressing cracks in our souls. And I was like, oh my gosh, I've thought of that a gazillion times since I read it. You know, like, it's just so true.
Yeah. So many times the call is coming from inside the house.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's like the damage that we do and the things that we don't heal in us and then the things that we pass down. And I just think this book is such a, I don't know, it just has a lot of things to say.
Yeah. So I can't wait to talk about it on book club. I think it just lends itself to a really deep discussion. So anyway, it's fantastic. And I don't, I mean, ultimately it's an encouraging read, I think.
I agree. It's funny. Yeah, it's funny. I mean, it's just kind of a lot of things wrapped up into one book.
Mm-hmm. It is. So big thumbs up for me on that one. Now, is it time for five favorites?
It is time for five favorites. It is time for five favorites. My first one, this is not going to surprise you because I sent it to you and I said, I need you to follow this Instagram account.
Yes, you did.
And it is Jeffrey Mixed is the Instagram account. And listen, it's the most obscure Instagram account because essentially what he does is finds old clips from various 80s and 90s TV shows and posts them. And so one day maybe a cat fight between Crystal Carrington, you know, like on Dynasty. And then this past week he posted the Sweeney Sisters, which is, you know, right at our hearts. And you just never know what you're going to get. It'll be a clip from Melrose Place. I mean, just a variety of different things. And it just amuses me. It's very retro and I love to see what he's going to put up.
It's very funny. Especially I think if you're Gen X-ish, you know, if that was if that is your generation, I think there's just a lot of stuff that you will find entertaining. Yeah.
And it's very nostalgic. Like today he put up a clip from like the show One Day at a Time. And I was like, this is, I don't know. It's just stuff that you're like, well, I haven't thought about that, but this is funny. So anyway, I love that Instagram account if you're looking for just a kind of a mindless fun follow. My next is I had ordered this new Nest fragrance for my Pura. And it's Nest and it's Hearth is the name of it, which should not surprise you because that implies smoky. That implies fire. Fire. And it's funny because when it came and I first smelled it like in the little bottle, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to like this or whatever. But something about it, once you put it in the Pura, like it smells so wintertime to me. Like,
okay.
It's kind of holiday adjacent, but not overly holiday. So I feel like I'll be able to use it like, you know, throughout winter and love it. And so it's, you know, so that's different than like a fir tree or something where after Christmas, you're like, I'm tired of smelling fir trees. This just smells very warm and like you're in a cabin somewhere. So I really like it. So that's that. My next one is, and this is, my niece does not listen to the podcast, I feel certain. So I'm going to go ahead and say, this is something I found for her. She is, she's a huge Taylor Swift fan. And I was looking around on Etsy because I wanted to find her something for Christmas. And I found these Taylor Swift inspired watercolors.
They're these prints
that you can order. And they're so beautiful. Like there's a difference. So like the one I ordered is one and it's like a house. It's like Holiday House. So it's like from American, the last great American dynasty. And it's like a house. It's like a Cape Cod house up on a hill. And then in script, it just says, I had a marvelous time ruining everything. And then I got her another one that's like almost like a fall street scene, like in New York. And it just says, you're on your own, kid. You always have been. And they're just like, they're Taylor Swift adjacent without being like, here is Taylor Swift, you know?
I love these.
I know. Aren't they pretty? Like I was like, I'm grown, so I probably don't need those in my house, but part of me wants them.
Yeah. That'd be great for a dorm, you know, for somebody who's going off to college.
So. That's what I was thinking. And she's going off to college next year. So I was like, I feel like she can frame these and she can hang them in her dorm room. And they're super, I mean, I just think they're beautiful. Like, I think they're beautiful, but then they're also Taylor Swift adjacent. So I love those.
Delightful.
And since we're recording today, it looks like you still have some time to order if you wanted to get them in for Christmas for a gift for somebody. The next thing is, this was actually on my gift guide, but I have worn these constantly over the last couple of weeks. Are these retro? Oh my gosh, the retro striped tube socks. I love them so much.
I do too. I wore them under my boots in New York, and then they're also just comfortable. They're so soft.
They're so soft.
They're delightful. Yes. Mm-hmm. Big thumbs up for me.
Yeah. And they come in all kinds of colors. And, you know, the kids have gotten to wear the youth are not wearing like the no-show socks anymore with their leggings. They're wearing like the socks. And I mean, so I've taken it on. I've started doing it too. And I think they're real cute and they're fun and they're like a little pop of color and I just love them. So
yeah, they're great.
So I wanted to mention those. And then the last is that I placed an order for myself. Caroline, one of the things she had asked for Christmas was she's real into all her candles, you know, and she wanted some candles and she's like her mother. So she's like, I would like them to smell like leather, please.
Sure.
And so we've mentioned Ranger Station before, but I just wanted to mention them again, and especially their leather and pine candle. Because there again, it just smells like a wintertime delight, you know, like it's just.
This is your scent profile, really.
Oh, 100%. And it's like, Yeah. It's like when I walk in, I'm like, I want to go to there is what it makes me feel like, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. If they could do one that also had the scent of a Virginia Slim from 1978 in there, that would be it.
That's
right up your alley too.
Yep. And then I would never leave my house. I would just smell those smells.
I know. I said at one point in New York City, we came out of somewhere and somebody was smoking a cigarette and it was cold. Mm-hmm. And I said, I know it sounds weird, but I kind of love that smell. Like, I don't want to smoke. I don't want to stand in somebody else's cigarette smoke. But when it's cold like that, I have just a hint. Now, like if it's summertime and you're smoking outside of Walgreens and I got to walk through it to get in, I'm not happy about it.
No.
But in this instance, it just took me back just a tiny bit to my Aunt Choxie's house on a Friday night.
Yes. Yes. Mm. That's what it is I think because it was smoking was such a thing. Mm-hmm. If you were a child of the 70s, I feel like it's part of the tapestry of our childhood.
It really is. I mean, Chalk would make a pot of coffee for her and mama, and then Chalk would smoke, would sit at the kitchen table while they caught up on their from everything that happened in the week.
Yeah.
And there's just something about it that just is a little tied in with nostalgia for me.
I agree. It just, man, it's something about it is nostalgic. So I agree with that. So anyway, but it does not come with the cigarette smoke smell. You have to create that separately. That's your choice if you want to do that.
Cigarettes sold separately. Yeah. Well, thank you for all your very cozy favorites.
Well, listen, it's cozy time. It's cozy season.
Yeah, it is like cozy season. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. You're so welcome. And listen, I'm glad that we got this episode done. I'm glad we figured out my microphone situation. Well, it's just, you know, listen.
Sometimes it takes a minute, you know, it just takes a minute.
It does. But we showed up. We showed up.
And we did. It. All right, y'all. We hope you have the best rest of your week and we'll be back next week.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye, y'all.